Hi, I'm Susan McCaslin. I'm going to be reading from my most recent volume of poetry, Lifting the Stone, published by Seraphim Editions in 2007. The first poem is called Heresies. Heresies. Here is the heresy of the mind rising above the body, as if the two had never been lovers. As if there were no telltale musk, no confluence of rivers, no intertwining of hairs long and short. Here is the heresy of the body, abandoning memory, excommunicate, silenced down the stair-step spine. But here too, somehow, the healing communion of saints, the skin a clear mirage, the body almost drinkable. Here is the resurrection of the dead in reservoirs of hearing, aspens quaking in a wind's saraband. Here is the life everlasting, generations gathered together like sweet plums in a bowl. The next poem is from a section called of the book called A Liturgy of Creatures. Dog. Crouched at our camps, sleeping in our caves, tethered, corded, leashed, companion in the hunt. If we bow and bow, we cannot atone for the dodge, the cringe. Your romp and drool, fully moment-wise, teach us to relish loam. You, nose of creation, rolling tumult in grass, vocabulary unencompassed by come, sit, and stay. And the last poem is called Radiant Body, and it's a heroic sestet in the form, and it's the epigraph is from a Neoplatonic philosopher named Philoponus. Radiant Body. For as the soul is a being of the cosmic order, it is absolutely necessary that it should have an estate or portion of the cosmos in which to keep house. Philoponus. Perhaps heaven shelters in this elbow, resting on this desk, where hand cradles chin. Or out there in Orion, thoughts intend to lean into this place and grow lungs, or go four-footed, or on wings. So says the circulating word that sings news from nowhere, mystery in the wheels. Surprise, whatever awakened Ezekiel, who, though broken, half in hell, considered no negotiations, no deals. If all of me belongs in several worlds, when body ages and leaf-like curls, it is possible some radiant skin will flare within this flesh. A denser light, forgotten guest, arise familiar like lost kin. What if earth houses more than we know, some subtle-bodied dream of long ago.